We will be proceeding on Tuesday to what I think is the number one domestic issue confronting our country today, and that is the high price of gasoline and energy. This is a tough subject because, frankly, for a long time, Congress and the nation have not really come to grips with rising demand of what is a limited supply of oil and other energy resources. So not only are we going to have to produce more, we're going to have to use less. And that means conservation while we explore alternative energies like solar and wind, which of course are important in generating electricity, but that produces issues of itself, including how do you and where are you going to put all the transmission lines, how do you store it, and of course the electricity, unless we all begin to drive cars operating on batteries, isn't going to do much to help with the internal combustion engine or aviation fuel. So we know that when it comes to producing electricity, we're also going to have to expand our use of nuclear power, which I believe is very important. And, of course, our ships, Navy ships, have been operating on nuclear power for about 50 years without incident. So we know it can be done safely. But still, we get back to the harsh reality that oil is going to remain part of our future for the near term. And we're going to have to come to grips with that price by, I believe, using less and producing more here at home. So we don't have to buy more overseas, either in the Middle East or from people like Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. So this is going to be a very important debate. The Democratic Majority Leader has said he wants to limit the debate to speculation in the commodities futures markets, which I agree is part of the issue. Certainly, if there's abuse of consumers and of the marketplace by people who are acting inappropriately, then we need to have more transparency. We need to have more resources able to investigate what they're doing and to make sure it's corrected. But I believe that any approach to our energy needs in the near term, particularly insofar as it relates to the price of gasoline, that ignores the important law of supply and demand, is simply not going to work. It's not going to be adequate to the task ahead of us. We also have been debating yesterday. We debated an important piece of legislation called PEPFAR, which is actually a bill that was designed to provide for treatment for AIDS and HIV in other countries around the world. This is an important program. Unfortunately, though, the bill we passed out yesterday more than tripled the amount of money that was going to be made available for the program. And I think as I introduced amendments, for example, my Sunset Commission amendment, which would strengthen congressional oversight to eliminate any waste, fraud, and abuse, it was rejected with only 32 senators voting for that. So I have had grave concerns from a financial standpoint, from a fiscal responsibility standpoint, about spending $50 billion on a program when the Congressional Budget Office says that over the five-year window that the bill covered, that only $35 billion could be spent. So why are we authorizing $50 billion for a $35 billion program? I think that's a question that deserves an honest answer. And so that bill did pass ultimately, but I hope that we can do a better job in the future about dealing with our fiscal responsibility. Speaking of that, I've been growing concerned about not only Congress's unwillingness to deal with things like Medicare in the long term as opposed to temporary patches and fixes, but also Social Security as well. It's estimated that Medicare, which of course provides an important medical benefit for seniors, will literally run out of money by 2019. That may seem like a long time from now, but it's really not. And every day we delay dealing with it, the problem continues to get worse. And Congress continues to deal with spend more money on programs and projects while we don't deal with Social Security. Social Security is not going to be, that promise is not going to be one that we're going to be able to keep for future generations if we don't deal with its solvency and fiscal stability soon. And so I think it's very important and something I intend to turn to after we deal with this gasoline price issue of trying to make sure that Congress does not continue to spend more than we bring in, nor does it make sense during slow economic times to raise taxes or increase the size of government. But that seems to be the direction that we're heading. But that continues to be an important issue that is not going to go away, notwithstanding all of the efforts that we may be making to ignore it. I don't think we should ignore it. Finally, let me just mention the housing bill that is pinging back and forth between the House and the Senate. Obviously, there's some very important concerns about things like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, these government-sponsored enterprises that hold the majority of mortgages that are owned in the country. And unfortunately, it appears that without proper oversight, they have gotten in serious trouble. And we've seen the Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, and Ben Bernanke, head of the Federal Reserve, talk about emergency measures that Congress should take in order to maintain the solvency of these entities, as important as they are to our home mortgage market and to our economy. What I am concerned about is that we not send a message that to people who lend money that they don't know whether it can be repaid or not, and people who borrow money that they know they can't repay, that we pass a bill that essentially bails them out. I'm still examining the legislation because it's very complex and it is important. I am concerned that Congress not just simply throw good money after bad, that we actually take some narrow targeted measures to try to deal with the financial crisis that we're facing now. But even if we get by this subprime mortgage crisis and the home, the housing downturn, I'm worried that unless we come to grips with the high energy prices that we're going to see ourselves slipping into a true recession, in other words, two consecutive quarters of negative growth, and which we have not done yet. But that's, I think, remains the most urgent thing we could do now is to get down the price of gasoline. The best way we could do that is send a signal to the marketplace that we're actually serious about producing some additional supply here at home.